You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wallow!
The Gulo Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
Alright, guys.
Recording in progress.
Oh shit, alright, cool. Yeah, recording in progress. Welcome
Sorry
back to
that.
Wallow with Otto and JC. Hope you're all having a good night. It's currently 6 past 12 a.m. here in Tamaki Makoto. But before we continue and talk to our friend Russell, I just want to say, if you have any thoughts on the tracks we've been playing, text us on 5395 or give us a call here on 309-3879 or DM us on Instagram on
at wallow.radio.
Yeah. Anyway, Russell, are you there, my guy?
Wallowie.
All right. Sheet, how you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah, it's how you guys have been like doing like so many shows in town recently.
Yeah, we have. It's been like I think I say like since November we've been playing like one show a month, so we've been like really busy. But being busy is always good. Just like tired lah, but of course, yeah, we're really grateful for all the shows that we've been getting, and yeah, like just excited to see what else the rest of the year has in store for us.
Yeah, and soon you guys are gonna be opening for Alpha Wolf as well. That's gonna be crazy. Yeah, so. To begin, can you please introduce yourself and tell us about Eden Eyes and what your band is?
All right. My name is Russell. For the uninitiated, I am the vocalist of Eden Eyes. We formed in, I'd say, like, technically 3 years ago when we, like, because we all came from the same, like CCA or, like I guess like a university club, and we so like the club is basically just full of like student musicians, and we usually just play covers. We form bands to play covers at like school shows and stuff like that. So we formed this like the token heavy band in the CCA. Right. But like last year, around maybe this time last year, we decided to go serious with things and try and like venture into the local scene proper. And I guess here we are, here we are opening for Alpha Wolf, which is pretty. Can we swear on the show?
Can. This is a swear.
All right, let's go. All right, so it's been pretty fucking crazy.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy. Like to know that we're opening for Alpha Wolf. Yeah, like I mean, I don't have much to say other than I'm just really stoked. I've been in a consistent state of like disbelief, like from the moment that we were like asked to play until now. So yeah,
that's crazy. And like Alpha Wolf is a band that they've came to Singapore like quite a few times in the past. Like I remember catching them in 2019. So it's like so cool that you guys get to like take the reins and like also, you know, be part of like the, you know, Russ sort of like Lion City bands that get to play with them as well. Yeah,
I've made this joke with a few of my friends in the local scene. Like we say that Alpha Wolf is they're like Singapore's resident, they're like our resident like tourist band or whatever, you know, like they've been here so many times already. But it's great, of course, really great. And I didn't go for the first show that they played, but I believe it was Tarot Open and a few others. I know Tarot Open, they've opened all the times that Alpha Wolf played. I was there for the previous time they played. It was Tarot, Aggressive Raisin Cat, shout out. Tell Live Vision also.
I believe it was those.
Oh yeah, was it Remnants? Well, the poster's like right on, like it's on my wall.
You know? Oh, is it right?
Ooh.
TLV, Ark, and Tarot. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the reason why we brought you here as well is because Eden Eyes have just dropped a single, which came out last Friday, called Interloper 2.
Wow.
Yeah, would you like to tell us about that track?
All right, so Interloper 2... Okay, for some backstory, the previous band I was in, some listeners might know. Although you might remember,
I do.
This band called Dog Eater. Yes.
Yeah.
So we had our very first single was called Interloper. So I guess I just decided to like kind of pay homage to that with this song. Like when I was writing the lyrics, I thought, hey, it's quite like thematically, they're quite reminiscent of like the original Interloper. I took a page out of Knock Loose's book for this one. Like they have a song called Manipulator 2, and I thought hey, quite cool, eh? So I decided to call the song Interloper 2.
Yeah.
And like the band feels that it has a ring to it, flows off the tongue nicely, and also we decided to keep that as a title.
Yeah.
Sonically, I guess it's quite different from the previous single we put out called Gangrene.
Mm.
It's like this one's more it's more technical, it's more riffy.
Yeah,
it's more definitely more melodic as well. For Gangrene, we were deciding to go for just like a fuck you kind of heavy sound to it. But for Interloper 2, we wanted to play around more with like more technical sounding stuff, perhaps maybe like gearing towards a bit more of like a wage war type of sound, wage war, a bit of era here and there.
Yeah, I think you also mentioned like Architects as like an influence, right?
Yes. I personally don't listen to much of Architects, but they are like the way they write their riffs and all is pretty cool. So we didn't want to write for our upcoming EP, we don't want to write like the same song twice. I think so far every song from the EP sounds like pretty radically different, but there's still like I guess common strands of Eden I-isms in each song la. So we just didn't want to write the same song twice, and we definitely wanted Interloper 2 to sound pretty different from Gangrene, and I guess that's why the song sounds the way it does.
Yeah. Mm. I think the question I was gonna ask is like, is that, you know, the sort of like proggier stuff that you guys are doing on this new track, is that sort of the direction that you guys are gonna be heading into for the EP, or is it just gonna be a mix of like different influences, riffs, sounds, etc.?
It's definitely gonna be the EP is gonna be a mix of our different influences and everything, because like we all like all four of us in the band have like very very different musical backgrounds. For myself, I'm a deathcore guy, but I also have a background in like indie folk, things like that. My bassist is a Mendo pop guy. Our guitarist is a he's a tech dev and like black gaze guy. Rainer, our drummer, is a pop punk. he listens to a lot of pop punk, indie as well. Our influences are really all over the place, and like I guess it kind of shows in our stuff. And like, the EP is really gonna exemplify that it's out.
Yeah, so that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Like, just going back to like the origins of Eden Eyes as a band. Like, how did you guys manage to like bring like a bunch of dudes with like this variety of musical influences and like sort of like convene on like, you know, metalcore, deathcore, like new progressive metal. Like, how did that happen?
I guess I could in NUS Amplified, which is the CCA that we came from. Like, all of our members. All the members of the CCA have generally pretty like varied musical backgrounds, and when Eden Eyes was first formed, it just so happened that we all kind of like I guess metal was the one genre that the founding lineup had in common. So we just decided to stick with that.
That's so cool. And then I also wanted to ask, like, what was it like playing in like an NUS CCA and like band competition as a metalcore band? Are there like lots of other like metal and extreme bands like in like the sort of like NUS scene that's like going on down there? Or are you guys like basically like the main like metalcore extreme metal band?
Oh yeah, we were the token metal band. We were the only heavy band.
Right.
Whenever we played shows in NUS, I mean, I guess it's because also I'm the only I happen to be the only vocalist in the club who could scream. So I guess that kind of and yeah, me being in this band kind of just made it such that like we were the only metal band. But playing shows in NUS was very fun. Yeah, like every show that you played under Amplified was it was always a mixed genre show, because like all the student bands would be playing different genres. A lot of people love playing funk, yeah, stuff like Corey Wong and all, which is really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like so that yeah, there's like funk bands, you know, top 40s bands, indie bands, yeah, all sorts of different genres lah. And whenever it came time for us to take the stage, it was always really interesting because like yeah, people wouldn't actually walk out, despite like us being like so heavy. I mean at the time, at that point in time, we only had like maybe first class horrors out. First class horrors or Heartworm, these were our only two originals, and they were, I guess, by all metrics considered like quite heavy already, like, compared to what the other like student CCA bands were playing. But yeah, people wouldn't walk out. People would actually really enjoy themselves. I think at the last CCA show that we played, there was like a conga line or something in the pit. to our stuff. So that was really fun.
Right. So like the NUS crowd, like pretty receptive to like you guys and your sound then, what do you say?
Generally, yeah. Surprisingly so, yeah. NUS kids are pretty they're quite receptive to the this brand of like this kind of heavy music. But of course, I mean they go the craziest when it's like when stuff like top 40s are being played. So
oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. So earlier you also mentioned like some of your musical influences, especially for this new track. You mentioned like Wage War, Knocked Loose, and a couple of other bands. But I wanted to ask, like, are there any Lion City bands or Southeast Asian bands that influence you guys as well?
Oh, Aggressive Raisin Cat.
Oh yeah, of course.
For sure. Yeah, we all really admire the Arc Boys for what they do, and I mean yeah, like Aaron has been a friend of mine for quite a while as well. So yeah. I personally also really admire his musicianship.
Yeah, shout out to Aaron. Shout out to Jensen.
Shout out to Aaron. Shout out Aaron, Jensen, Yushuan, and Heidi. All four of them, class acts for real. Aside from Aaron and Dissect. They are actually really good. Yeah, I really like their sound as well. It's that I'm quite sure it's like metallic hardcore or beatdown. I don't know what the subgenres are, but they sound cool. I like them.
Yeah. How about No Rest for the Weary? Are they like a band that also like influenced?
Oh yeah, definitely for sure. As far as I know, they're like the only like deathcore band in Singapore.
Oh yeah,
like that I guess that still exists. I know I guess way back maybe in like the 2010s or so, deathcore was a larger thing, was a bit bigger in Singapore scene, but I guess No Rest for the Weary was the only one that kind of really like persisted throughout and are still going at it today, and I really really admire them for that. And their vocalist Din is a beast, yeah. Like to say the least. Yeah, yeah, like he sounds exactly the same live as he does on their records, and yeah, really 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 good.
Yeah, he's kind of like a Singapore like Will Ramos, is that the guy from
yeah
cool. So back to you a little bit, like how did your journey with like extreme metal vocals began? Like, you know, how did you not just like decide to become like a metal vocalist, but like how did you go about like learning how to scream and acquiring the techniques that you have to kind of create the sounds that you make on Eden Eyes or like any of your past projects?
Well, good question. I've been screaming for it's almost 10 years already, I think. Yeah, so wow. But when I first found out I could scream, I didn't know that like that was screaming, you know, like, so the very first time I ever screamed was it was in secondary school. I was with I was in my secondary school's music room with Aaron, from Aggressive Racing Cat, and Ruben, who's Aggressive Racing Cat's ex-drummer, because we're all from the same school. So we were in the music room jamming, and I think I just I just let out like a high scream, like one of those deathcore kinds of kinds of high screams. And Ruben stopped and he was like, "Yo, you can scream!" And I was like, "Huh? What, like, what the fuck are you talking about?" So yeah, I didn't know what that was. But I guess so. I only really started like deep diving into heavy music proper the next year when I was in Sec 4. So that was when I discovered like old Bring Me the Horizon, wow. Chelsea Green, Whitechapel, Infant Annihilator, you know, and I was like hooked lah. So I guess that's where I guess my earliest influences were the vocalists of those bands. And I would just like, in my own time, I learned how to use, like, I taught myself how to use Audacity. Mm. Yeah, and I would like record my own vocal covers. They're still in my Google Drive to this day. They will never see the light. They will never see the light of day. But yeah, I would record a bunch of covers and just like learn how to scream.
Mm. Well, this is JC, by the way. I wanted to ask, because I'm a vocalist myself.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So my thing, I was taught...
You don't scream, though, but...
I don't scream, but this is my question. Was it painful?
Oh, yes. At the start, yes. Very painful. I bust my voice for, like weeks. Like, I just, like, overexert myself or use the wrong technique and be out of commission for, like, a week or so. Because, like... I mean, yeah, like I guess you're just plain inexperience. And honestly, I never followed any, like, YouTube tutorials on how to scream or anything. Everything was just trial and error. And like I eventually just figured that, oh, if it doesn't hurt, then I'm doing it correct.
Oh. Wait, yeah. No. Okay, well, for me as like a person who was taught chorally by like classical voice lecturers or teachers to like not use your throat to scream. Please, I really hope that you're not doing that anymore.
Oh God. Oh yeah. Okay. Like
don't use your throat, JC. 2025.
Contrary to popular belief, like I guess like some of the noise does originate in your throat, but the resonance and the force shouldn't be coming from your throat. So I guess that's what that's what people mean when they say that, because like for instance, maybe if I do a false chord kind of scream, it's gonna sound like, you know.
That was sick. I was just gonna ask if you could like give us a demo as well, but that was
terrifying.
There we go. Yeah.
Do it again.
But yeah, so like that's
nice.
So yeah, that noise comes from like the throat, but like I'm not using my throat to like project it out. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, so if you use your, I mean, like, that's the same as yelling. If you yell for an extended period of time, you're gonna fuck up your throat. So like, I mean, it's the same as if choral singing. The strength and resonance has to come from like from your diaphragm.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So who would you say your top, maybe like top five or top three like deathcore or like extreme metal vocalists are then?
Phil Boseman from Whitechapel.
Oh yeah.
For sure. Dickie Allen from Infant Annihilator, definitely. Will Ramos from Lorna Shore, that's for sure. Like when I first heard To the Hellfire, I was fucking blown away. I was like, yeah. I gotta learn how to do that. This one's a controversial name, Alex Terrible.
Oh yeah, from Slaughter to Prevail.
Yeah, I mean, as questionable a human being as he is, in my opinion,
he is a good. He has good technique. I have to admit.
Yeah, he definitely does. He really, really does.
Yeah.
I can't think of a fifth vocalist, but I think yeah, these would be my, I guess the vocalists that I look for. Oh, one more. The guy from Cattle Decap. I forgot his name for.
Oh shit! Yeah, Cattle Decapitator. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because he does like the tunnel throat kinds of screams, like the fucking how do you go, like
yo, some shit like that. That was sick. That was crazy.
Yeah. Do that again on air for yeah. I feel like that wasn't loud enough. Do it again.
That was nuts.
Yeah, yeah, he does those screams that sound like that, and he even incorporates like singing into his screams, which is something that I'm still trying to learn how to do.
I feel like that was really good.
Like he does that, but with like a pitch, you know, and like he's singing lyrics and lines like with that, and that's like it's quite mind blowing to me. So I'm still trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so before we continue, we're actually going to play the new track by you guys.
All right.
Yeah, would you be keen to like just stay on the call like while we play that? And then afterwards we'll...
Of course, of course.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, so this is the newest track by Eden Eyes. This is Interloper 2. Enjoy, everybody. Was so sick. Are you still there with us?
Yo, I am. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that was great to listen to, man. Yeah, I really got the, you know, I felt those influences that you were talking about earlier. You know, I got like some of the newer like Knocked Loose, like from some of those riffage, but like also like a little bit of like Lorna Shore, especially in like that solo. Yeah, that was cool. So I think you like mentioned this like earlier, but like going forward, like what is next for you guys? I know that this is going to be part of an EP, but is there anything else that you guys have planned beyond that as well?
Beyond that, after the EP, new music-wise, we have had brief, I guess, discussions on what direction we want to like go towards. Maybe more melodic stuff, like the other boys in the band kind of want singing.
All right.
But
okay.
on this EP, there isn't gonna be any. So it's in Singaporean terms, it's a see how lah kind of thing. Merch. Yeah, we have plans for merch as well. We would ideally we would like the merch to coincide with like the EP launch, but we'll again see how. Shows also. We have there are a few more shows later in the year, but again also like tentative lah.
A lot
of things are still pretty tentative at the moment. But we are definitely gonna try out for B-Beats as well, that's for sure.
Oh true. Oh, you guys will like definitely get in. Yeah.
See how.
What does that mean?
See how. I mean it just means like see how it'll go, you know?
See how.
Yeah. Now you're getting. How about a tour? Like, would a regional, like tour be a possibility as well?
Oh, a tour would be great for sure. I guess it's just a matter of like, who wants to have us on tour. I guess maybe reaching out to the right people, that kind of thing. Yeah. And also like our schedules, because like three quarters of us are still in school, by the end of like April, like it will only just be our guitarist Ethan who's still in school, because my bassist and I are graduating soon, thank God.
Have you also done your NS already?
Yes, we've all ORD long ago.
Okay. Nice. Any are there any like region like bands from like the Malaysian or like Indonesian circuit that you would like to tour with perhaps?
Ooh, Malaysia. There was this one band that played with Belly Star on when they toured in Malaysia. I forgot for the life of me what they're called, but really really cool stuff. They're like kind of like metalcore as well. Yeah, right, it was really interesting to see on like a Belly Star. Playing the same show as Belly Star. I forgot what they were called for the life of me. I have to go and look at their tour poster again.
Yeah, maybe hit them up like later, you know, when things are a bit more, you know, set in stone, I guess.
Yeah. And I know in Indonesia, the whole country is like it's a metalhead country. So, yeah, I would love to tour with I think just any Indonesian band for sure. I know they all love metal anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Maybe Revenge of Fate, like you'll be on.
Oh my god! Yeah, Revenge of Fate. Yeah. Oh, and another regional band that I would love to share a stage with. Not from Malaysia or Indonesia, but from Vietnam, Annalyn.
Thailand,
Annalyn. But yeah, I know. I think they just posted something recently that they're like in the studio recording new stuff. So that's exciting. And from Australia. So I don't know if Australia is considered part of Southeast Asia.
Not exactly, but it would be cool if like y'all came down to like this part of the world, to Down Under, you know.
A ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah. all right. Well, thank you so much for your time and for coming on the show. It's been a great chat.
Please look after your voice.
He's good.
This
man's an expert, you know.
But coming from another vocalist to another vocalist, man, like you really got to look after that voice if you want to live that long in that scene.
Yeah. Of course. We are warm-ups, staying hydrated. Like I got the whole shebang.
Lubricated in that throat, bro. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, keep that hydration and lubrication into that throat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
On God.
Yes, sir.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.